Praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise, isn't he? He's worthy. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Is your all on the altar? Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. Hallelujah. God wants it all. He wants our all, doesn't he? You better believe he does. The word of God say, somebody asked Jesus, what is the first and great commandment? And Jesus said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And the second is like namely unto it, what? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. So God, he wants us to lay all on the altar. So Lord, take me and use me, Lord. After we repent and turn to God by faith, take me and use me, Lord. Have your way in me. Let your divine will be done in my life. Hallelujah. And that's a daily thing. God wants it daily. He wants to use us each day, doesn't he? He wants us to walk worthy of him every day, continuing in the word in order to be his disciples indeed. Following him closely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the message this morning. God is really speaking to us. God is really, really telling us something, isn't it? Let's take heed. Let's take heed, you know. Because if we don't take heed, it's just like pouring water on a duck's back. It'll run right off, won't it? But thank God. God have given us ears. The Bible says, he that have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And God has said some things to us. So let's have open hearts and open mind. Let's be ready. Hallelujah. To serve God, because he's faithful. He's worthy. Let's lay our all on the altar. Let's give God our all. That's what he's asking for. And there's no limit to what he'll do. Amen. We want revival, don't we? Hallelujah. We want revival. God, as the scriptures say, O Lord, revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. That means it's left up to us to get right with God, isn't it? To lay aside everything, lay aside every weight. And the sin that does so easily beset us, and do what? Run the race with patience. We're running a race. We're in a race, in the right. You better believe we are. Thank God. And the devil will do anything he can to knock us off. Isn't that right? To cool us off. But thank God, we've got to be faithful to the Lord. We got to stay in the word of God and pray and seek God and put him first in our lives. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. He got to be loved first. We love him. Why? Because he first loved us. Thank God for that love of God. The love of God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is love. That love. Thank God. He loved us so until he came down. Jesus came down and walked on this earth. Didn't he? He came and walked on the earth, but he came on a mission, and he completed the mission, didn't he? Hallelujah. He fulfilled the law. Hallelujah. He did. Praise God. So therefore, nobody have an excuse. Amen. After a person hears the word of God, it's left up to them to reject it or receive it. Receive it or reject it. Isn't that right? Amen. And God doesn't make us. He doesn't force his word on us. But thank God, freely. It's freely, isn't that right? We hear the word of God, and we return to God. Turn from sin. Turn to God. That's repentance. We got to repent of our sins. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Repentance. Jesus said, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, what? Among all nations. Where at? Beginning at Jerusalem. And it began there, didn't it? Better believe it did. It began at Jerusalem. Thank God. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. They waited. They tarried. They waited on God. But Jesus said, don't depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. But John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And the word of God said, then returned they unto Jerusalem. They went to the Mount of Olives. They went to, hallelujah, How does that scripture go? Acts chapter 1. Let's get that. Acts 1. Then returned they. Hallelujah. Acts 1. God is good, isn't it? God is good. Thank God for his word. His word. It's settled in heaven. Thank the Lord. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 1. Let's begin at verse 11. Acts 1, 11. Thank God for God's faithfulness and his grace and mercy. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stop a minute. We're gonna go further than that. Acts begin at 1:4. Acts chapter 1 begin at verse 4. But let's pray first. Father, thank you for the word of God. For your word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord. Your word, Sheliko Nama Sandama, Yedama Mimendili, Uyanama Kanda. Oh God, help us, Lord God. Your word have gone out of your mouth, and it shall not return unto you void, Lord, but it shall accomplish what unto you have sent it, Lord. We thank you for the word of God tonight, God. Have your way. Cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Let your divine will be done in this service, God. Speak to us through thy word, God, and give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, God, and give us hearts to contain and to obey your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Listen at this. This is before Jesus ascended back to the Father. The Bible says he came from God and he went to God. Hallelujah. So Acts chapter 1, begin at verse, what does it say, Jesus? Here.
And being assembled together with them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said,
you have heard from me. Amen. Hallelujah. He was assembled together with them. But he commanded them, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait. Wait here. Tarry here. Wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. All right, go ahead. But John truly baptized with water. John truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. What? Not many days hence. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. You're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. John baptized with water. And that's what John came for. John was a, hallelujah, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He went to smooth out the way for Jesus, for the coming of Jesus, didn't he? And John did a good job, didn't he? Hallelujah. John wasn't no pushover. Hallelujah. John was a prophet. You know, Jesus spoke about John, didn't he? Jesus said, of all men, you know, he said, wasn't none greater than John. Of all men born of woman or women, it's not none greater than John. But we don't say, but he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. See, because today we have Christ in us, don't we? Amen. We have him in us. Hallelujah. But John himself was filled with the Holy Ghost, wasn't he? From his mother's womb, John. Why? For the work God had called him to do. See, God has special works for people to do. And God filled him to go forth, and he needed the Holy Ghost to be able to get out there and do what he did. Because he was a man that walked with God. He spoke for God. He wasn't ashamed to speak the word of God. And when you speak the word of God, don't you... You know the devil's going to be against you. You better believe it. The devil is against you when you speak the truth. Because the devil hates truth. Hallelujah. But God have got a people. And John the Baptist was the forerunner. He went and hallelujah. He cleared the way for the coming of Jesus. Didn't he? But he had some what? Hallelujah. Conflict. You're going to have conflict when you serve God. When you make up your mind that you're going to tell it like it is, live a holy life first of all, and tell it like it is, you're going to have conflict with the devil. Amen. Because if you don't have no conflict with the devil never, you're not saved. Isn't that right? You're going to have, Jesus said, all that live godly in Christ, Jesus said, do what? Suffer persecution. So just expect it. But be ready. Be ready by living holy and pure and praying each day. We got to pray every day. Amen? Isn't that right? If we really want to please God, we really want to get by, well, we want to make it. If we really want to live a Christian life, let me say it that way. And God's calling us to be Christians. Isn't that right? Paul said, called to be saints. God called us to be a saint, didn't he? He called us, what is a saint? A Christian, a child of God, a person that's been born again. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. That's a saint. But some ain'ts are ain'ts. You know, I mean, hallelujah. But God is faithful. Amen. So God is calling. God is calling his people. We're living in the last days, the last of the last days. And God's calling us to stand up for him and be counted. Isn't that right? You can't. Hallelujah. Who's on the Lord's side? That's right. What does that scripture say? It's another song that says, this is a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to. Run if you will. But what? I came here to stay. Hallelujah. I came here to stay in the battle for the Lord. Came to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, I feel better, so much better. I do. Since I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So Jesus, hallelujah. What did he say here? Yes. When they had come together, they asked him a question. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? They were thinking he was going to run the Romans out, get rid of the Romans, and restore the kingdom to Israel. But that wasn't time for that, was it? But Jesus spoke to him, didn't he? It's not for you know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Huh? But you shall receive power what? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. Where? In Jerusalem. And in all Judea. Samaria. Amen. To the end of the earth. You're going to be witnesses unto me. After you receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. After you receive you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Isn't that right? You got to get the Holy Ghost before you have the power. Isn't that right? Thank God. And see, about 120 went back to Jerusalem. About 120. And they received that power. But others ran off some other ways and didn't receive it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But it's one way to God. Isn't that right? And that's through Jesus Christ. There's no other way to be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. But there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But the name of Jesus. Amen. The name Jesus means Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's still saving the lost. Amen. Isn't that right? He's saving those that would come to him by faith. Hallelujah. By faith. By grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Nobody can boast and say, I did this. No, 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 no. Some people have a bad case of I-eaters. I. No, 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 no. Is that right? Some of them do. Hallelujah. But in order, Jesus came and he's our Savior. Praise God. And I love him tonight. How many of y'all really love Jesus tonight? Why do you love? Because he first loved us. And he's our Savior, by God. And saints of God, let's do everything we can to lift him up, to praise him, to magnify him, and to please him. We want to please the Lord, don't we? We want to please him. Because a lot of people are running around doing a lot of stuff that's not of God. But God's got a people that have set their face like a flint. So I'm going to please God. I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to be faithful to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. So what does the scripture say there? Yes. And when he spoke these things, while they watched, he was out there talking to them. He was talking to them after he spoke these things while they watched. Hallelujah. He was taken up and the cloud received him. They was talking to him, and as they talked to him, he started going up. Wouldn't you be astonished? They were astonished. They were amazed. He started just going up. He had completed his mission, hadn't he? You better believe he had. Jesus didn't leave one stone unturned. He completed his mission. He started going up. And they were there gazing up in the heaven, gazing up, looking up, and I would have been too. Two men stood by in white apparel, two angels, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? For this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven." He's gone into heaven. He's coming back. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's coming back, isn't it? But he's coming after church, after people that's ready to meet him. He's coming after people that's looking for him. He's coming after people that love him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when you really get saved, you can't help from loving God, can you? Better believe you can't. But when you love God, you'll love the brethren. Isn't that right? Amen. Praise God. That love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask God to really help me. I really want to be a Christian. I'm talking about a full-fledged Christian. I'm talking about somebody that hallelujah. Glory be to God. A follower of Christ. A learner of Christ. An imitator of Christ. Amen? Amen? Yeah. That's right. A Christian. A true Christian. We'll be teaching about him, won't we? You better believe that will. Hallelujah. You can't help. You just can't help it. Hallelujah. You know why? Because we love him and we want to see people saved. We don't want to see nobody go to hell. And people are on their way to hell. Isn't that right? That don't know the Lord. And I went out into the neighborhood. We're going out in the neighborhood. We plan to go out this week into our neighborhood and talk to some people. Amen. We're going to invite them to church, but we're going to talk to them about knowing the Lord. Do you know the Lord? Amen. Amen. See, you have to win people in love. You don't go out, you know, fighting them, you know, saying you're going to hell. No. No, you love them. You know, isn't that right? Praise God. Jesus is our example. He loved people. That's the reason why people got saved. The woman of Samaria. He could have railed on, but he didn't. He loved her. And he won her to Christ, didn't he? Nicodemus was the ruler of the Jews. He was on the Sanhedrin court. Pretty smart man. Huh? Amen. Well, naturally speaking, yeah. Spiritually, he didn't know nothing, did he? Amen. Because he came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." And Jesus went right to the root, didn't he? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Except the man be born again, he can't even see. And you can't see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Why? Because this is spiritual. Amen. This is a spiritual kingdom. Thank Amen. God. Except a man is born, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus wanted to know, how can these things be? Can a man enter into it? If he's old, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And that's how it. So he didn't know nothing, really. But he didn't know. I mean, hallelujah. By God. Glory. It takes the Spirit of God to illuminate us, doesn't it? Hallelujah. We need the fire of God, as our pastor talked about this morning. Amen. That fire, that consuming fire. We want that fire to consume us. Isn't that right? Glory be to God. So we on fire can set somebody else on fire. Isn't that right? If you, hallelujah. Can cause somebody else to get set on fire. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. The Bible says Jesus Christ will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. But they were standing there watching him go up. Hallelujah. While standing, he gave him up into heaven. This same Jesus which is taken up from you shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And they went on back into Jerusalem. They went back. And they tarried, which means they waited. They waited. They were seeking God, waiting on the Spirit, waiting on the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, which means 50th day. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were always one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them but cloven tongue, which means separated tongue, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues and other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. That were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. Why were they confounded? Why were they upset? Why did they not understand? Because they heard every, read that part of it. Because they heard every man, Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. Thank God. The multitude came together, they were confounded. See that? Verse 6. Yes, hallelujah. What does it say? They were confounded, confused. All right. All right, read.
Because everyone heard them speak in his own language.
Everyone heard them speak in his own language. Now, what it was, then it tells what, Parthians, read that. The Medes, Elamites, can you read that?
Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying
one to another.
Are not all these who speak Galilean?
Wait a stop. All these are speaking of Galileans, but we hear them speaking in a lot of other languages. But it was as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. See, let's realize this. The Lord, language, at one time, everybody spoke the same language. Isn't that right? But because they got hard-headed and wanted to do their own thing, try to build that tower to Babel, that's after the flood. They said, look now, we had the flood came and you see what happened? Now let's build this tower up to heaven. What they thought. Ignorance. But God came down and did what? Confused their language. Confused the language, isn't that right? And so therefore, as they were like laying bricks or whatever, they made a brave up a thing of bricks and they said, the language changed. What in the world you said? See, so they, hallelujah! They couldn't understand one another. They got confused, and no doubt they just walked off. Look, we can't go over. See, God have got our number. You can't get over on God. He confused their languages. Hallelujah! And there's a lot of, you know, God gave all the languages then. You know, it's really amazing, really, to see how people in different languages speak, you know, and understand each other. Because God fixed it that way. God, as the pastor was saying, who have a God like our God? We don't, it's nobody, no other God is it. Nobody, it's only one true God. And that's the scripture I want to read about that, about this one true God. I had another message. I definitely had another message. But let's see if I can come up with that scripture tonight about, what is that scripture? Hallelujah. Maybe it'll come back to me. But anyway, God is faithful. He's true. And he's holy. And hallelujah. The Bible say, God says, is there a God beside me? I know not any. Can you get that scripture for me? I had that scripture. I had it. Because see, I had another message I was going to preach. But God knows what he's doing then. God knows what he wants. God knows what we need. Thank God. And I want to be a vessel in the hands of the Lord. I really do. I really do. I want to do God's will. I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's Isaiah, right? Isaiah. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is so good. God is so good. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. What is it? Yeah, 8 and 9 is what I want. That's it. And I read that. And I said I'm gonna bring. I was intending to, bring that scripture out tonight. Isaiah 40, right? Isaiah 44:8-9. That's what we want. Let's read that.
Have I not told you?
I've told you this.
That time and declared it.
I've declared it.
You are my
witnesses?
Is there any God beside me?
Stop right there. God's asking a question. Is there a God beside me? Is there a God beside me? What else did he say?
Indeed, there is no other rock.
There is no other God.
I know.
Not any. I don't know one. I know not any. I know not one. God himself don't know. Because it's only one true God. And God knows all things, doesn't he? That God beside me, I know not any. I don't know another one because there's not but one. And we love him tonight, don't we? We know him. Amen. We know him, thank God. And we honor and magnify him. And we praise in his name tonight.
Amen.
Read that next verse. Read it.
Those who make images.
Now see, some people make images. They make images of all kind of animals and people and all kind of stuff. Images. False gods. A lot of false gods. Isn't that right? All kind of false gods. Some people make the automobile their god. Some people make their children their gods. Hallelujah. Some people make money their god. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this. The Bible says wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. But wisdom, the ones that know wisdom, amen, they're delivered. How does that scripture go? Wisdom is a defense and money is a defense, but hallelujah. But the ones that know God, it tells what wisdom is over money. Get that scripture for me. The devil's a liar. Amen. It's in the word. Wisdom is a defense and money is a defense, but wisdom. Read that one. Hallelujah.
Ecclesiastes 7:12.
Yeah, listen at this. Listen at this. This is a great scripture. And see, some people hide behind money. But money, what did Peter tell Simon the sorcerer when he thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money? I said, our money perish with thee. Isn't that right? You can't buy nothing of God. You can't buy nothing of God. Hallelujah. God give it freely, doesn't he? God give it freely. Thank God. Hallelujah. Read that scripture.
Ecclesiastes 7:12.
I listen. I know the scripture, but see, sometimes you understand what I'm saying, don't you? So let's just read it. Amen. Because the enemy.
Wisdom is a
defense. And money is a defense. Read it.
And money is a
defense, but the
excellence of knowledge is a
wisdom give life to them that have it, right?
That wisdom
give life to them that have it. Amen. So you see the difference? I'd rather have the wisdom of God than you.
Amen.
Wisdom give life to them that have it. The wisdom of God give life to them that have it. But some people trust in riches. Some people trust in horses, some in chariots, my God. But we trust in the name of the Lord, our living God, the one that we know is able, one that we know is faithful, one that will never fail us. Hallelujah. One that loves us Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bless the Lord tonight. Let's praise and magnify and honor the Lord tonight. He's faithful. He's worthy. Thank God. There's no other God like our God. God said he don't know any. So we know we don't know nothing. But read about that idols. What does it say there about the idols? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Acts 2. Amen. What did we stop at there? Hallelujah. Yeah, Isaiah 44, nine, the ninth verse. That's what I wanted. I wanted the ninth verse, yeah. Thank you. What does it say about the idols? There are many idols, but one true God. 44, verse 9. Yes, thank God. God is so good. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Brother Doug. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Those who make an image.
All of them are useless.
Stop. All of them are useless. They can't do nothing. They can't do a thing for you. Isn't that right? Remember Baal? Remember that Baal that God said that they was praying to? Those false prophets was praying to Baal? Because Elijah let them know that the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Hallelujah. So, Elijah let them false prophets get out there first and call on Baal. Oh, Baal, hear us. He couldn't hear nothing. It's false. He's a piece of what? I don't know what, stone or whatever. But he could not do nothing. Huh? That's right. Eyes can't see, ears but can't hear. And what they did is they got so all excited, they jumped up and started sticking themselves and amen. Blood gushing all out there. And Elijah said, you just calm things down. And Elijah just, hallelujah, didn't he? He told him to dig a trench. Dig a trench. We're going to show you who God, we're going to see the true God tonight. We're going to see who the true God is tonight. Dig a trench. True and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, bring some water. How many barrels of water? Ended up with 12 barrels of water and poured in that trench. I mean, that thing was soaking wet. I tell you, even if those false prophets could, if they had a flint rock gun, they could set that on fire. But God, Elijah prayed, and he prayed a simple prayer, didn't he? He prayed a simple prayer. Hallelujah. He prayed that simple prayer, and what happened? God came down. God, hallelujah, fire came down. Glory be to God. And just burned up took all the water out of the trench and burned up the sacrifice. Hallelujah. And when those false prophets saw that, they started running. Amen. So back there, they killed them. Elijah said, kill them all. Don't let one get away. Back there, they killed those false prophets. See? And you know, God is good. God is good. Amen. So the idols. Let's read a little bit more about these idols. Say what?
They neither see nor know.
They don't see nothing. They don't know nothing. From nothing lead nothing, doesn't it? So you ain't got nothing but a piece of wood, a piece of stone, which can't do nothing. Hallelujah. But our God. Our holy God, our true God, but God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance, God don't want us to look at circumstances. He does. He wants us to keep our eyes on him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He does.
Amen.
The We want to see our loved ones saved. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep living for God. Keep living right. Amen. God's bringing them in. God's bringing our loved ones in. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for it in advance. Pray and praise God. Keep on praying and keep on praising God. And we'll see it done. Our great-granddaughter came to church this morning. And she said she enjoyed the service. She said she'll be back. Amen. She's what, 17? 17 years old. And she has a sister. The sister didn't come to church, but she drove her to church. And we asked her about coming, you know. You got to pray. Pray that God would save them. Pray God fill them with the Holy Ghost. Save them, fill them with the Holy Ghost. We can't make them get saved, but we can tell them what's right. You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. I mean, so we can tell our loved ones about Jesus. And they can see our lives. See, you got to have a Christian. You got to have a holy life in order for God to honor you. Isn't that right? God doesn't honor a person that's hypocriting and playing around and messing, does he? No, he does not. But he honors those that love him, those that live for him, those that praise him, those that magnify him, those that continue in his word, those that keep their mind stayed upon him, on him, and he do what? Keep us in perfect peace. And if ever was a time we needed perfect peace, we need it today. Because there's so much chaos and strife and envy and malice in the world. Praise God. But we've got a God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know when the guy ready to take Jericho, two spies were sent into Jericho to spy out the place. And those spies, they went to Rahab the harlot's house. And when she told them, said, we've heard of you. We've heard of your God. We heard about you. Yeah. Isn't that right? And when we heard about you, what your God is doing, the hearts of the men melted here. No strength left in us, in the men here, because we know what your God have been doing to these people all around. Hallelujah. God's name and God's works, hallelujah, they go out. People hear about them. Isn't that right? Over here, God killed the enemy for his servant. God set up ambushes, remember? And also God caused hailstones to fall on some of them and kill a bunch of folks. God works for his people, doesn't he? Amen. Today and time, you know, we're under grace now. We're under grace. But hallelujah. Even under grace, remember Ananias and Sapphira? Hallelujah. So we need to live holy and pure, don't we? I mean, God see everything. So let's live holy and pure tonight, saints. Let's continue in God's word. Let's be faithful to the Lord. Let's love God above all and love one another. What he's calling for, and love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the a love that flows out and in, you know, out of one. Yes, flow, love is flowing, love is flowing. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. That's how people know that we're Christian. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how people know that we're sons and daughters of God. And hallelujah. And they'll want to come in. They will say, look, I see how you're living. You know, I know I went on a job some years ago. I went on a lot of different jobs. Well, I went on this one job, and you know, they do, you know, some of those folks doing a lot of, you know, they curse and then they stuff. And they said, give him a few days. He'll turn. He's like us, but just give him a little time. But a real Christian, you know, I didn't turn back to the world. I lived right, lived holy. So on a lot of jobs, they call me Rev, like the pastor, they call him Rev. Amen? Hallelujah. When I worked out the Bird Lions, boy, a lot of them would come to me, you know, and get extra advice, you know, and God helped me. It was the Lord that helped me. I used to keep my radio on. I worked in a little shack. It was the West Gate, called the West Gate. And people would come, and I'd have to check the trucks in, you know, And as people would come by, I'd have to check the people in and all that, check them in, check them out. Amen. But I had a lot of time to read the scripture, and I had lots of time to pray and listen to the radio. Gospel. Amen. And when I worked the West Gate, but the man on the East Gate was off one time. They put me over to work in this spot, and he was something else. He had some kind of music on there. And when I went in there, I turned the gospels off. One lady said, they got the wrong band in here now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I had the gospels on, and I was a witness, you know. And last time, you don't have to say a lot. Sometimes you speak up, but sometimes just let your light shine. Amen. I'm just letting my light shine. And some people got some help out there. Some people got some help. Amen. God helped them through me. See, we can't take no credit. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, which would make alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, he said, they are spirit and they are life. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So the flesh, as our pastor talked this morning about corner-minded. That's what Apostle Paul wrote to Corinthian church, that are you not carnal and walk as men? One say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas. What did Paul say? Is Christ divided? No, he's not divided. Hallelujah. Praise God. Christ is not divided. So God wants us to yield to the Spirit of God. Amen. The flesh. The Bible said mortify the members. Kill them. They got to die out. Isn't that right? Thank God and the Spirit of God have got to live in us in order to please God. And God want to live in us and live through us and be a blessing to get people saved, because we're living in the end time. So saints, as we leave this place tonight, let's go in the name of the Lord. Let's go praying and praising. Let's go praying and praising God for his greatness. Because we have a God. There's none other God like him. Isn't that right? We have a God that's faithful and true. Amen. We have a God that's loving and kind. We have a God, amen, that love us. He love us. He really love us. Amen. And he want us, amen, to be his witnesses. The Bible says, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is good. That song, will you play it again? It's all on altar. Will you play that song again? God want our all, doesn't it?